Morning, all of you, boo. This is a fairly uncharacteristically short boo for me, or at least it should be a short boo. Just a quick thought, really. I was reading yesterday, last night, today, somewhere around there anyway, how Tim Cook has rather strongly put down some of his more conservative investors. The label is Independent, not mine. Who were challenging Apple's use of or its investment in sustainability, and particularly environmental sustainability. And Tim Cook's response was, well, I don't think about return on investment when making products accessible to blind people. And I'm not quite sure how to take this, because on the one hand, it's good that Apple isn't too worried about that, that actually it wants to make its products accessible so we can use them, not just because it's going to get money out of it. That's nice. But doesn't that undermine the whole argument behind mainstreaming accessibility, the idea being that actually if you build accessibility into products in the first place, they will be more useful to other people as well as to the visually impaired people themselves. The main thing being that they will encourage people to switch to that product and will bring a return on investment. So a throwaway comment, or is it actually a sign that mainstreaming accessibility doesn't work, and what does this mean for other products? Also, does it mean that when things get a bit more tricky in Apple, or if they had a change of leadership or something, does it mean that actually, since there isn't a return on investment, so Tim Cook says, from putting things like VoiceOver on all of their products, does it actually make that accessibility somewhat fragile? Is that going to be the first thing to go? So I welcome people's thoughts on that, really. My alarm went off there. So I'd welcome people's views. Do you view this the same way as me? Are you not quite sure how to take it? Do you think it's a good thing that Apple are saying, actually, it's right that businesses should consider all of their potential customer base, regardless of whether it's actually going to bring in extra money? Or do you think this spells the end of the idea that actually adding accessibility makes sound business sense for the companies concerned?